science.
Well, dissecting the budget. It's a bit of a cliche, unless, of course, you're doing a science segment called Research Filter. ABC science reporter Carl Smith is here. He's ready with his scalpel. Ha, ha, ha. Now, Carl, welcome. Before you start dissecting how the budget dealt with science this year, let's hear from Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Here he is on Tuesday night.
We're investing $9 billion this year in science, research and technology, including its commercialisation. And we established the $20 billion Medical Research Future Fund, with dividends going to new clinical trials and research in areas such as tuberculosis and traumatic brain injury. There is also more than $400 million in this budget for genomics research to unlock the secrets of our DNA.
All right, Carl, time to use that scalpel. What do you reckon?
Look, there is plenty of good news in this year's budget, especially if you're a medical researcher. The $20 billion Medical Research Futures Fund got a $5 billion boost in this year's budget. So plenty of great medical research projects will be funded through that. And there's a few other sweeteners as well. But there's a continued bad run for universities and other fields of research that aren't medical. So in this year's budget, we heard in December in the mid-year budget update, there'd be a freeze on research funding and PhD scholarships handed out to universities, and that's totaling $345 million in cuts. And this is on top of previous freezes and cuts to that sector. And then the big ticket item in terms of cuts in terms of research this time around was the $4 billion Education Investment Fund. Now, this is a fund that was set up to try and fund big, ambitious infrastructure projects or other big projects for universities and the research sector. And it stopped handing out payments in 2013, and it's sort of been gathering dust. It's just been languishing in a government fund since then. It was formally abolished in the 2014-15 budget. It's been reallocated a couple of times, and this time it's been reallocated towards an emergency response fund. But not everyone's been happy to see it go to emergency response, given a lot of the emergencies, the natural disasters that it will be used for, could have been perhaps slowed or perhaps even prevented if we'd addressed some of the underlying problems there, including, many critics say, climate change.
All right, just very quickly, Carl, we've only got a minute left, but it's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. Time to end this David Bowie reference. Is there methane on Mars?
So NASA's Curiosity rover found what looked like methane on Mars, a burst of it, back in 2013. And that's now been independently confirmed by the European Space Agency's Mars Express orbiter. So this is quite exciting news. If there is methane on Mars, it could be a sign of life. Or what is perhaps more likely here is that the permafrost on Mars has melted and a puff of this methane has been released to the surface. That's perhaps the leading idea at the moment amongst the research community.
Carl, you've done a great job. And you know what? There should be votes in science. Everyone would want to vote for you, Carl. Run as an independent. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Patricia.
See, I'm just voted for Carl. That's as biased as I get. Carl Smith is an ABC science reporter. This is RN Drive, coming to you live from Parliament House in Canberra on the last day of the 45th Parliament. What a ride it's been.